fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the 6th day of October, year of our Lord 2021. Welcome to the John Moore Show. If you want to volunteer to do the pledge, like Deputy Hendricks, just send me an email and you can get right in line. That's how we start our day. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day, and it feeds right into our first guest. Stock up on protein. During a severe crisis, you probably could pretty easily find various grains and vegetables and fruits to eat, but getting your hands on protein will be more difficult. So, word to the wise, stock up on protein now while you can. And we do a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Chance. Chance is the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods down there in beautiful Texas. We'll be talking about the events of the day and how Simply Clean Foods can help you stock up your pantry for the times that are ahead. Good morning, Chance.
Good morning, John. Thank you, sir, for having me on today.
Well, we only have you for about 27 minutes, not counting breaks, and we need to get as much information out here as possible. I was talking to a friend recently, and we agreed that right now is the time that people need to be stocking up on protein. So what protein choices does Simply Clean Foods have for people right now?
Yes, of course. So we do carry a really wonderful chicken. It's a chicken breast. It is freeze-dried. It stores in our pouches for up to 20 years. This is a product that's very, very popular. And so if you order that chicken today, our promise to you is we'll have that delivered to you in between 5 to 7 days. It's very, very popular. Another good product, something to think about, especially if you like lentils. We carry a red lentil. This is a minimally processed lentil that has 42 grams of protein per cup. Now, that's a lot. That's more than chicken, by the way. And there are many things that you can do with lentils. We also carry black beans, also minimally processed. And we carry garbanzo beans, or some people call them chickpeas, which is very popular in a Mediterranean dish called hummus. So very healthy snack, by the way, hummus is. So, yeah, we have a lot of different products that have high protein, and it should be a part of your diet. Just remember to not eat protein more than 3 hours before bedtime, or you might just have a little problem sleeping. So, yeah, lots and lots of protein available.
Well, that's good advice. And the American way of eating is not necessarily the healthiest, where people either have skip breakfast or have a minimal breakfast, have a light or somewhat moderately heavy lunch, and then the big meal of the day when they don't need energy because the day is pretty much over, that's when they eat the big heavy meal, which is just exactly the opposite of what you should be doing, isn't it?
That's right. There's an expression I'm sure you've heard before. Breakfast, you eat like a king. Lunch, you should be eating like a prince. And dinner, you should be eating like a pauper.
Right. So I've heard that for 25 years, and it's very true.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's just great advice. You need a great breakfast, including our smoothies, which will give you a lot of energy. You need a great breakfast to start your day, to get you the energy to get through the day, just to make sure that it's not too heavy.
Okay. Chance, something went wrong with your audio. It sounds like you're underwater or something. We're not sure.
I sure don't understand it, sir. I just did an interview yesterday, and it came through just perfectly clear. It's the weirdest thing.
Well,
it's,
you started up.
Almost like I think we'll do.
Disconnect and reconnect. Just take a moment, because your audio is really pretty bad.
Okay, Mike, you want to call me right back?
Yes, sir. Okay. And, this is live radio, and that's what happens sometimes. You have to go with the flow with these technical issues that come up. As wonderful as the Internet is, it's not perfect, and we just have to deal with these things and get on past them.
Okay, how's my audio?
That is better.
That is better. Very good. Yep. Hey, listen, before we go too much further, I came across something that I think is important. It has nothing to do with food, but it's important. It's entitled, "You Can't Pour from an Empty Cup," meaning don't allow others to consume you. If someone doesn't call, that's okay. Go to sleep. If they don't message you, you're looking for a message, that's okay. Put away your phone and have a blessed day. If they are distant, someone is very distant and refuse to tell you what's wrong, so, all right, go home and do something fun, but live for yourself first, okay? And it sounds a bit too harsh or maybe a little bit too selfish, but in fact, it's none of those. It's the opposite. So most people interpret when you say put yourself first to mean be selfish. It doesn't mean that you're self-absorbed and don't care about other people, but you have to have healthy boundaries. So it also says putting yourself first means to know what your responsibilities are and what they are not, what is within your control and what is not. It also means knowing what your duty is and the duty of others. Folks, this is actually more important than a lot of people think. The term is leeches. There are people out there, they're like emotional leeches. They will suck you dry, and that doesn't do anyone any good. So you can't pour from an empty cup. Put yourself first in many situations, and you'll be able to help many others as time goes by, John.
Well, that's good advice. And I've noticed in my life that organizations, doesn't matter whether it's a small organization of 8 or 10 people or something as big as the U.S. Army, they will keep taking as long as you're willing to keep giving. Now, if the giving you're giving is of your free will and you feel benefits from it, then by all means, go ahead and do it. If it's not, then back off. I think the words that you just stated are good words to live by, to set limits that are reasonable, that make sense for you, and that people will incorporate that into their being and not get the life sucked out of them by people or groups, either one, that will do that if you let them.
Yeah, very well stated. You know, we have a veterans outreach program we've talked about many times, and it does. It's one-on-one, so it works really, really well. But you, again, have to set those boundaries. You have to be able to have control over a conversation and be able to help that person in a very professional way. And if you can't, then you turn that person over to someone that's qualified to do so. So, yeah, very, very important. And thank you for that advice as well. So, John, because we don't have enough time, I kind of want to get into the food side of things.
Let's do that.
I need to let everyone know we have a lot of product on hand. That's not the issue. Just know that if you order today, especially the Grand Assortment Pack and the 6-month Custom Pack, we are at 7 days. So 5 business days or 7 days before we can ship that out to you. This is industry-wide. As a matter of fact, we've heard from our competition that these guys are out 3 to 4 weeks. So this is not a bad thing. Just you want to get your order in, and we promise we're going to do a good job to get that out as fast as possible. One more thing. I haven't mentioned this probably in 6 months, John, so I thought I'd let people know. Those two packs, the Grand Assortment, which is the one-year food pack, 2,000 servings for one person, and the 6-month customized pack, that's 1,000 servings of food, maybe a little bit more actually, for one person for 6 months. Both of those programs or those packs have a program that allows you to pay over time. So it's a layaway program. You put down 25% and then make payments on your terms, not anything that's set. You know, as you have a little bit of money here and there, you can pay that off in 90 days. So I want to let you guys know about that. There's a lot of people out here, of course, your listeners too, and me and you both, we're all on budgets, right? And so we want to be able to provide this wonderful food, but in a way that makes financial sense to you.
Well, that's great. And that layaway program is something that people can take advantage of and get what they need and still stay within their budget. That's very, very important, especially for younger families that are just starting out and have a very tight budget. So hope that gives people a new method to acquire what they need and still stay within their budget and not acquire any debt. So I'm glad you've done that and made that offer there, Chance. Let's not forget the Liberty Pack, non-GMO, great variety of freeze-dried foods and vegetables for not quite $200. It's looks like about a $40 discount, and when you buy that, it helps John Moore, doesn't it, sir?
It does. The Liberty Pack's a great pack, especially if, again, you're on a budget. It's about a 30-day supply of food, and it's a great way to sample our products. You're getting fruits, you're getting vegetables. You can eat these right out of the pouch. The most important thing is the profits from this pack go directly to keeping you, John, on the air and supporting what you do Monday through Friday, and that is hopefully waking people up, giving them the information they need to get through our current political and medical situations that are happening right now. And so, yeah, we encourage you to get that Liberty Pack. It's under $200. Your shipping is free, upper 48 states. And if you're in Alaska and Hawaii, we do ship USPS to Alaska and Hawaii, and it's under $20 for shipping to those two areas. So, yeah, I encourage you. Now, I did want to say, back on that layaway real quick, the way to make that happen is to give our office a call. You can speak with our bookkeeper. She'll set you up on a plan that works for you. But you need to call 737-400-2066. I'll repeat that, 737-400-2066.
Well, that phone number is very helpful because many of our listeners don't have internet access. And that telephone number is 737-400-2066. Well, you need to leave early today to help with one of your employees needs your assistance, and that's a sign of a good employer to me that you're willing to take time out of your busy day to help one of your employees that needs your presence, and that's very gracious of you to do so. Everything is in stock and ready for shipment. You just can only have so much capacity to pack up so many orders per day, don't you?
Yeah, as you know, all of our staff here, they're all veterans, U.S. Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines. I've never had a Coast Guard employee, so hey, if you're in the Coast Guard, feel free to give us a call. And they're doing their best. And John, as you know, you were leading men when you served. These guys, I got to tell you, there's no better person to have on your team than someone that has served in the military, because they understand teamwork. They take pride in what they do, and they're mission-based. And so, yeah, we do treat them very well. We feed them the food that we offer to you, and it's a win-win situation. So I'm just happy to help this guy out. He needs a ride. He's got some problems with his vehicle, and he's got to go into Austin today. So I'm happy to do it.
Well, good for you. Good for you. We got open lines. If you got a question or comment, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, we've been talking to some of your competitors. Well, how about suppliers? Any change in the supply of food coming in?
John, as you've heard, they're not really talking about it on the news. The left definitely isn't talking about it. The government's not talking about it. There are supply shortages, food shortages across our country. They're not getting better. As a matter of fact, as we go into the winter time, things will get worse. Now, this is what my suppliers are telling me. Things will get worse. There's not going to be enough crops out there to harvest, and commodities, that's what they call them in the markets, right? These commodities are in short supply, but the demand is still very, very high. You've got Chinese entities that own land here in the U.S. that were growing crops throughout the season that harvested, and those crops did not make it to your store shelves. They were shipped back overseas. So, yeah, this is an issue along with trucking. I need to pass this on to you. I've got two truck driver friends. One told me that they are so desperate for truck drivers right now that they're sending them to school, truck driving school, and if they get their CDL after the class is over, the school's over, they will not only pay that tuition back to them, but they will give them a huge sign-on, thousands of dollars in sign-on bonuses if they sign an agreement to work for them for a year. So, there's some issues out there. Folks, just be prepared for it. Just understand this is the current environment that we're in, John.
Well, we have a similar situation all over the United States. Maybe the numbers may not be as great as truck drivers, but in my county, Crawford County, Missouri, the local newspaper is offering sign-up bonuses for blue-collar jobs. If you got a high school diploma and can pass a drug test, they'll pay $750 or $1,000 just to take the job. Point being, if you want work in this country right now, and you can pass a drug test and have at least average IQ, you're going to get a job. That's nationwide labor shortage. The resilience and the strength of this economy is something else. The way it's bounced back from the shutdowns we had much of last year, it's a sight to behold, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. It really is. And I don't mean to pick on an entire group of people, but there are a group of people who choose to stay at home and collect off of the federal programs that are out there, including unemployment insurance, state unemployment insurance. It's backed up with our taxpayer money. Sit at home and play games and not do anything except for maybe once in a while, because they're required to do an email application for a job that they try to do the best they can to make sure that they're sabotage. Not too attractive for that.
Mm-hmm. To sabotage it. All right. Right. Yep. Because the last thing they want is employment. Yes, we have a creep. We have people, and it's all races. By the well, very few Asians, I would suspect, but the other races do participate in that activity, unfortunately. Caucasians, blacks, American Indians. It's an unfortunate part of our culture, but that is certainly there.
You know, if they were to cut that off, right, it would just be that easy. Just cut those benefits off and say, okay, you've been on unemployment now for a year and a half, 18 months. That's it. You get no more. Go back to work. Guess how fast that those jobs would be taken up and these people would get back to work, right? So that's all we have to do is to cut it off, John.
Well, easier said than done, unfortunately. We got a break coming up here. The call number is 512-248-8252. And when we get back from the break, we'll have a few minutes. Well, our engineer is offering us to skip the break. How about that?
That's all.
Yeah, he's quite a guy. The time to stock up on these fruits and vegetables and meats is right now. While everything's functioning, the Postal Service works, the Internet works, the power grid's up and running. I got a private report from Steve Van Noon last night. I don't know what I'm authorized to talk about or not, so I'm not going to talk about publicly what was revealed to me last night. But I will say that it's changed my plans. Some of the things I'm doing have changed. Following my discussion with Steve Van Noon last night, in terms of preparedness, how I spend my time, what I do, what I don't do. And I believe everybody would be well advised to revisit their own personal preparedness program as to where they are and where they want to be and how quickly they want to get there. I do feel a sense of urgency to get things done. Don't you, Chance?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Now's the time when things are fairly calm to do what you have to do to get prepared, not just for you, but for your family. There's no better time than now. And so don't procrastinate. Give us a call. Give John a call. John, you have some great products and services. You offer wonderful consultation. Now's the time, folks. Don't procrastinate.
Well, procrastination will get you killed. It will get you killed. And you need to mute your mic while you're typing there, Chance. Yes, don't procrastinate. That serves no purpose. It delays you getting what you need. And looks like we got a caller here. We got Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
I'm waiting for the click. Good morning, John. Good morning, Chance. Can you hear me?
Go ahead. You're on air.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear the characteristic noise. Good morning. Chance, about your, what you started out, you talk about, taking care of yourself and that sort of thing. When I was just out of high school and going to college, I had worked as a lifeguard at pools and stuff like that, and then took my water safety instructor's certification, where you learn how to instruct the would-be lifeguards about the different rescues. And one of the fundamental principles that's always in there is preventing moves that prevent the double drowning rescue, because a rescuer who swims out and gets too close to the drowning victim and gets taken down himself is no good to either himself or the victim. And it's that I often think of that principle in so many ways. You know, if you're no good to anyone else if you yourself are going down. So that validates the self-preservation concept. It's not narcissistic or selfish. It's a win-win. If you're a helper of others, then preserving yourself is a win-win for you and others. But and then the other thing I wanted to mention was about protein, John. This question of protein, it is very important. It's harder to get than the vegetables and stuff like that, like you said. And you even see the argument about how many amino acids constitute complete protein and how that could be put together with vegetables and multiple sources like rice and beans and stuff. But even if you're eating fish or fowl or beef or pork or something like that, we Americans have a tendency to eat way more meat than we need. So even if you're stocking up for hard times, when you're in those hard times, it doesn't take a quarter-pound hamburger to fuel a human body. When I was in college, the football players could come through and like could get extra meat coming through the dining hall line, and I just found that amusing because football players have higher protein demands, but they don't need an extra, you know, half pound steak to fuel their needs for the gridiron. We can eat comparatively small amounts of complete meat protein, and will more than meet the amino acid needs of our bodies. So it's good to have complete protein, but in general, we eat too much of it. And you were talking about the different meals of the day. I find that the way I work, being weary a lot of times, working too many hours and differing shifts and everything, when I'm at work, if I eat heavily, my body wants it to be siesta time. So I find I have to eat amounts in order to keep going. You know, eat the half a sandwich, and they eat the other half 3 hours later instead of, you know, because at 2 a.m, I can't be taking a nap. You know, I got to fuel myself.
Okay, all right, Glenn, that's it, guys. Thanks.
Yeah.
Glenn, in my just the remaining time I have, about 4 minutes, I'd like to comment on that. First, two things. On the training that you were talking about in the Navy, I took search and rescue training, and this is just a great story. There's a deal they put us through called Sharks and Daisies. Okay, you're the daisy, you're in a swimming pool. The instructors, they're the sharks. And so the idea is a pilot goes down into the ocean, into the drink, and you need to, as a rescue swimmer, you need to get this guy to safety. So the helo goes out, you jump into the water. Now this guy wants to get on top of you. He's already stressed out, right? Yeah. He wants to get on top of you. So you put him in you get him under control and you put him in a hold. Well, these instructors during our training, they come up behind you and they grab you from behind and take you under the water. Now you have to figure out where those pressure points are and push those and get released so you can tow them back to safety. Well, the guy that grabbed me was this black guy, probably 200 pounds, stood 6'2", solid muscle. And so I'm pushing all these pressure points and it didn't work. So I'm stressing out and I just reach between my legs and between his legs and I squeeze something that I knew would make him release me. And it worked. And then I got to the side of the pool and ran. So, yeah.
Well, in that situation, all moves are fair play in that situation. And so for everyone, and that training you're talking about is more advanced, of course, than the lifeguard training and you're also dealing with known younger, stronger victims, in lifeguarding, a lot of times you have children or, a wide variety of people. But, one of the moves you do if you're swimming out to the victim is you do a surface dive, and then you disappear, and they're looking around for you. Meanwhile, you're going under them and coming up behind them from down below their feet, and then you can come up and get them from behind instead of letting you letting them get you from behind.
I wanted to comment, if I can, real quick, Glenn, on your talking about protein. So, yes, there are different types of protein out there. Having something that's high in protein like chicken, or one of the most perfect proteins, believe it or not, is their eggs. The white and the yolk together are the perfect protein. Versus having, like you say, a big quarter pounder with cheese, which is just going to, at the end of the day, make you crash. You know, you're going to eat that white bread, that processed and rich white bread, that's just going to make you crash. So, yeah, eat
all right. Plus, too much protein is hard on the kidneys. So, all right, thanks, guys.
And thank you for the call. Chance, thank you for being with us. We look forward to having you back next Wednesday, sir.
Thank you, Jim. Bless you.
Got a break, we'll be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth! You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Morgan on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the 6th day of October. My website is thelibertyman.com. Don't use a search engine. You'll end up 20 different places you don't want to be. Just put thelibertyman.com into your browser. You'll be there pretty quickly. New things there just pretty much every day. We've expanded the real estate section, several interesting parcels there. I do private consultations. There's a link there to find out about the private consultations. And, of course, the daily intelligence briefing updated every 24 hours by a friend of mine, former counterintelligence agent. It's a lot of work, and he does a great job. And last but not least, I got a message from Tom Berryhill that I will be getting energy cleaners, which means I'll be shipping them. This is Wednesday, no later than Friday, I'll be getting a delivery of about 20 or so energy cleaners. He's promising another 20 next week. So I know some of you have been waiting since August for your energy cleaners, and thank you for your patience. Thank you. I've got Mattress pads in stock, ready for immediate shipment, more on the way. So yes, we'll be getting caught up. And in the meantime, check out the Energy Cleaner at my website at thelibertyman.com. Read the wonderful testimonials from people we know, like Steve Whitman, who's with me two or three times a year. You can place your order for your Energy Cleaner, your mattress pad, right there at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check. My address is right there also. And keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. The toll-free hour line, here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. I should mention I'm now a dealer for Life Vantage, the highest quality vitamin and mineral supplements you can get your hands on. I hope to be interviewing somebody representing Life Vantage this coming Friday. That'll be a lot of fun also. We have open lines here at Republic Broadcasting. The call number is 512-248-8252. And we'll take your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting. The COVID continues to be the top matter for me to be paying attention to, I'm sure for most of you. Yes, there's lots of other issues. Asymmetric warfare is being waged right now, and the COVID and the COVID shots are part of it. Everywhere you turn within COVID and the COVID vaccines, you find you peel back one or two layers, you start bumping into Chinese. That's the way it is. Chinese are behind this. The Chinese Communist Party is behind this. And they have many people carrying their water here in this country, like Anthony Fauci, for example. It's hard to believe this is the same guy that 30-something years ago, in the early to mid-1980s, he was the guy in charge of dealing with AIDS, a disease that was 100% fatal back then, if you caught it, 100% fatal, contagious disease, that they did not quarantine people that they knew were sick. Fast forward to 2020, we have a disease that kills 0.3% of the people that get it, and we put people in quarantine that have no symptoms and are not contagious, simply because they may have been in the same room with somebody who was in fact sick. We've been using tests now since the spring of 2020 that are a complete waste of time, a fantasy in terms of proving anything at all about COVID-19, the PCR test, as demonstrated by the man who invented the PCR test. I was just talking to a gentleman yesterday. He works security for a large company out in the greater Los Angeles area, and it's only been recently that they were able to stop asking questions of visitors to the corporate headquarters. Do you have a fever? Do you have any symptoms? Taking people's temperatures. That only ended very recently in greater Los Angeles. They're still doing all the silliness of wearing masks, which, if you are sick, they have some minimal help to keep you from making other people sick. If you're sick, and which makes you contagious, of course, symptomatic. But for anybody else, it's a waste of time. Serves no purpose whatsoever, except maybe give people a false sense of security that they've done something to help keep themselves safe. That's a complete fantasy. If you're healthy and wearing a mask and you think that's helping you, you're living in a dream world. An absolute dream world. The virus is one micron. The holes in that mask, no matter what kind of mask it is, are at least 10 microns in diameter. The analogy people like to use is trying to stop mosquitoes with a chain link fence. About the same thing. We got a caller and holder. We got John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. I wondered if you had made mention today about the video from 1995 that I sent to a French doctor.
Not yet. That was the video was interesting, and it just reaffirms and confirms that what's going on now has been planned decades in advance. This technology just doesn't pop up overnight. It takes years, decades of research and development to refine and develop this kind of technology where it's usable. So, you know, I've not yet talked about it. Well, go ahead and tell us your thoughts, sir.
Well, I'm just now parking the truck, but it's a French doctor. I don't know where he was giving his talk, but he made it very clear. If you give me a moment, I can get his name pulled up, because I've got it in a text message. Let's see here. His name is Dr. Pierre Gilbert. Warns That's in right. 1995 about magnetic vaccines. He's speaking in French, but it has English subtitles.
That's right.
He was talking about magnetic vaccines and lab-created viruses, shots being mandatory that would turn people into zombies. They would lose their ability to think. It's everything that we're experiencing now, and this is 26 years ago. And he finishes the talk by saying, you think this is conspiracy theory? Think of Rwanda, where the Hutus and the Tutsis were killing one another, and the revolutionary government over there was using radio stations and EMF, I guess EMF, caused people to kill one another in Rwanda. So I would suggest people, John, if you can get it up on your website and get the word out on this, this may help cause people to wake up to the truth.
It may. It may. We'll get it on our website. Hurt. Yeah. Yep. Yep, we'll do
but
that.
Anyway, that's all I had. I found it amazing, really amazing, because he was not smiling. He was very serious. I need to find out where he was giving the speech.
Well, that would take some research.
We're living it now. We're living it now.
He's still alive.
You can't find an English translation. But you can't find the subtitles. Anyway. It'd be interesting to hear what he has to say if he's still alive, if he didn't die shortly after he gave the speech for letting the cat out of the bag. It's interesting how things happen. All right, I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
Thanks again.
Thank you for the call, John. We appreciate it.
Bye.
Call number is 512-248-8252. Yeah, it was an interesting speech that the French doctor gave in 1995, basically discussing the technology that's being implemented right now in 2021. But like I said a moment ago, it takes decades to do research, development, refine, and prepare high-tech matters of this nature. It just doesn't pop up overnight, which reminds me of pharmaceutical companies claiming that they could fabricate a vaccine in 3 months. That can't be done. It simply can't be done. But by March of 2020, I was saying publicly that I thought the vaccines were already in refrigerators, which they probably were. We may or may not ever find that to be the truth, but that's my belief, is that the alleged, I call them alleged because they're not vaccines at all. They did change the definition a few weeks ago so they could legally call them vaccines, but they're not vaccines. Nobody needs antifreeze in their bloodstream. That pharmaglycol is used in some foodstuffs, but that doesn't go into your bloodstream. That's into your stomach. It's an entirely different part of your body. Putting antifreeze into your bloodstream is not a good idea. Not at all. And, of course, the very, very tiny metal particles of metal that are in there, the graphene oxide that's in there, what benefits are those to human health, particles of metal being in the alleged vaccine? None that I can think of. None at all. Well, I follow the work of Mike Adams, Steve Quayle, Cliff High, others, Greg Hunter, great guy. There's a growing consensus. I was supposed to be on with J.B. Wells, but it didn't work out this week. Maybe in a week or two I'll be back on with J.B. Wells. There seems to be a growing consensus that between now and next spring, there's going to be a massive die-off of human beings worldwide, with one big exception of those states in India that have implemented ivermectin as a prophylactic to keep people from getting the COVID. Very smart people over there in India, aren't they? The mainstream media here has done everything they can to marginalize ivermectin and call it a horse dewormer, which is one of its many uses. Ivermectin is approved by the Food and Death Administration for use inside human beings and has been for 20-plus years as a safe and effective medication. I have neighbors that have been taking ivermectin prophylactically to keep healthy for years. I just found that out recently. Yeah, these barefoot hillbillies out here, they know some stuff. They know it works. And word travels by word of mouth out here, even still. Even though we have the internet and Facebook and all that silly stuff, word still travels very effectively by word of mouth. Information, I should say. Very effectively. And they can't stop that. They attempted to with the lockdowns. That wore thin really quick. And it finally got to the point where people said, you know, the hell with your lockdown. We're going to do what we want to do. That's the way it was out here. The health department was able to cut back on change how these restaurants worked, but they still worked. They put up with the silliness because they didn't want to lose their designation from the health department to serve food. So they put up with it, and everybody put up with it, but the restaurants stayed open, and people kept conducting normal business, and rarely were people wearing masks out here except the liberals. I found that out to my own satisfaction that with few exceptions, there were a few exceptions, but with few exceptions, the only people wearing masks in my county were the liberals. It was just 5 or 6 days ago. I was leaving the supermarket. I saw a little compact automobile pull up, a man and a woman in it, and they were sitting there putting their masks on. I walked past the car, and I looked at the back bumper and had a Joe Biden sticker on it. Mm. No shock or surprise there. That's pretty much what I expected. And by the way, both the man and the woman were dressed head to toe black, which may or may not be indicative of some belief system. Without any more evidence, I can't really say that other than they were both wearing black head to toe. Nothing wrong with that, but sometimes it's indicative of a belief system. And sometimes it's not. So here we are, near the end of the first week of October. In less than 3 months, it will be 2022. Donald Trump has issues. I don't agree with or like everything the man's done, on one hand. There are some things he's done, however. He saved us from what Hillary Clinton would have done. No doubt. We've had a lot of presidents for the past more than 200 years. Andy Jackson was one of my favorite presidents. I didn't like what he did to the Cherokees. That was horrible. It was horrific what he did to the Cherokees. It should not have happened. Now, as horrific as that was, that doesn't take away in the least from what he did for the country in general, which was make us financially stable and tell the international bankers to take a hike, basically. Same thing applies, I believe, to President Trump. Yes, he's a smart guy. I hope he's learned from his mistakes. If we have a free and fair election in 2024, there's no doubt he'll be elected. No doubt in my mind he'll be elected. These audits need to proceed. I haven't heard much about the audits the last 2 weeks or so. These audits need to move forward in Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, other places, to eliminate the Dominion voting machines, have them thrown to the ocean, to go back to paper ballots counted at the precinct. I like Sam Andrews' idea of them being self-carbonating ballots so that people can have their own copy that they keep at their own home as a further safeguard. But yes, can paper ballots counted at the precinct be manipulated? Of course they could. It's much more difficult, however, because ideally you would have both Republican and Democratic poll watchers there, and poll workers both, that would be keeping a sharp eye out for any improper activity. It makes it much more difficult to manipulate a nationwide election when you've got more than 3,300 counties. Each county has, a dozen, 15, 20 or more precincts, frequently a lot more. You have to bribe or threaten an awful lot of people to pull that off. Here's our last break this hour. Call number is 512-248-8252. Be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. That was the Lewis and Clark Fife and Drum Corps. Their CDs to pay for uniforms and travel are at my website at thelibertyman.com. We had a couple of callers on hold. First, we have Danny in Tennessee. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, how are you this morning?
Good, good. What's in your mind, sir?
Well, just a little thing where you had that comment about Jackson and how you liked most of what he did but didn't like what he had done with the Cherokees, whoever it was. And I had felt that way for a long time, too, but I come across something once that kind of put a different viewpoint on it. And this was that supposedly the reason or a reason for it was to preserve them as a people, because it was already known up in New England, the Northeast, the tribes had just disappeared either from assimilation or been killed off or whatever it was. And this, where it was I read back then, indicating a speech that was made in Congress and in the Congressional Record saying that kind of thing, that kind of preserved them as a people. And yeah, it was hard in the older ones and things died off a lot along the way, but that was, you know, the purpose or part of the purpose anyway.
Well, sir, my reading of history is quite a bit different. The Cherokees in North Carolina had done everything the white man wanted. They had established businesses. They had restaurants, hotels, blacksmith shops, carpenter shops. They had become quite prosperous and quite good at what they were doing. Those businesses and real estate had a lot of value, and the white people in North Carolina were quite jealous of these prosperous Indians, and they wanted to steal what they had. And my reading of history is that they put pressure on their state reps and state senators, who in turn put pressure on President Jackson to basically steal the very, very nice, prosperous, expensive businesses that had been established by the Cherokees, and forcibly remove them. And they lost their future, which was the children, the infants, and they lost their history, which was the older people. It was horrific what we did to them. And they were not, they removed the removal, as it was called, was done under force of arms. It was not something they wanted to do to preserve their heritage and preserve their culture. It was done by force of arms. So I guess we'll have to agree to disagree here, sir.
Well, I was just bringing it up. It might have been just one of those things like we have today to cover something up with something that looks better than what it really is.
Well, there was, even in those days, in the 1830s, there was a thing called public opinion. And I don't know what kind of sympathy there was for Native Americans back then among the electorate, but they probably were catering to that a bit too. Danny, thank you for the call. We got a caller. We got a top star, buddy.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.